Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Hong Kong, Falun Gong calls on China's visiting president to end the persecution. China's human rights abusers may face sanctions when entering the U.S. Falun Gong march and rally in Cologne. A hopeless life turned around. Woman arrested for openly practicing her belief. And Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition opens in Mexico City. Now for the stories.
Hong Kong. Falun Gong calls on China's visiting president to end the persecution. July 1, 2017 is the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese rule, and to mark the occasion, Chinese President Xi Jinping was in Hong Kong for a three-day visit. During the president's visit, Falun Gong practitioners called on Xi to end the persecution of Falun Gong in China and to bring Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party and initiator of the 18-year persecution, to justice. Following Xi's noon arrival on June 29th, the presidential motorcade arrived at the Renaissance Hong Kong Harbor View Hotel at around 1 p.m. Falun Gong practitioners peacefully held banners along the motorcade route with the messages, Falun Dafa is good, the world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, stop the persecution of Falun Gong, and bring Jiang Zemin to justice. Due to tight security, areas near the hotel were blocked from the public. At 4:30 p.m., Falun Gong practitioners marched from Chatter Garden to a police-designated location near the government house where Xi attended dinner. At a gathering on June 30th, a spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Gong Association said, "We reiterate our call. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong and bring Jiang Zemin and Zhang Qinghong to justice." Dozens of Falun Gong practitioners practiced the exercises together at Edinburgh Place on the morning of June 30th. Large banners worded "Bring Jiang Zemin to justice" were displayed opposite the hotel where Xi stayed. The Xi motorcade passed the practitioners at around 8 a.m. Many Chinese delegates in the group saw the exercise demonstration and the large banners. Falun Gong practitioners also held a rally in the afternoon beside the Wan Chai Telecom building where Xi attended an exhibition. Background. Falun Gong was made public in 1992 and soon spread across China due to its beneficial effects on mind, body, and spirit. Nearly 100 million people were practicing it by 1999. Paranoid of losing control of the people and jealous of Falun Gong's popularity, Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, initiated a brutal repression of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The persecution has led to the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners over the past 18 years. Many have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs through state-sanctioned live organ harvesting for transplantation surgeries. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the persecution.
China's human rights abusers may face sanctions when entering U.S. The Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which was passed by the U.S. Congress in a 92-7 vote on December 8, 2016, should be a warning to human rights abusers around the world and particularly in China. The act allows the president to deny U.S. visas and freeze U.S.-based assets of human rights abusers and corrupt foreign officials. Many Chinese who have been involved in corruption and/or crimes against humanity, such as the harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience, mainly Falun Gong practitioners, may be targeted by the law. Many of them have businesses in the U.S. and have transferred assets to the U.S. and other Western countries to avoid exposure. These people commit their crimes in China and enjoy the proceeds in America and the West. It remains to be seen how long countries that follow the rule of law will continue to allow these activities. On April 20th, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, sent a letter to the chairman of the House and Senate Committees on Appropriations and the Judiciary, the House Committees on Foreign Affairs and Financial Services, and the Senate Committees on Foreign Relations and Banking, Housing, and Foreign Affairs. The President said in the letter that the report compiled by the Departments of State, the Treasury, and other relevant executive departments and agencies, as noted in the report, "My administration is actively identifying persons and entities to whom the Act may apply, and are collecting the evidence necessary to apply it. Over the coming weeks and months, agencies will undertake thorough interagency vetting to ensure we fulfill our commitment to hold perpetrators of human rights abuses and corruption accountable." The Act may be bad news for those who have been involved in the persecution of Falun Gong in China. According to the statistics published by the Minghui website, 4,103 Falun Gong practitioners have been tortured to death for refusing to renounce their faith, and at least hundreds of thousands have been sent to prisons and forced labor camps since the persecution started in July 1999. The persecution, launched and directed personally by the former Communist Party chief Jiang Zemin, has no legal basis. To drive the persecution policies forward, Jiang Zemin leveraged the corruption of government officials. Many key perpetrators of the persecution, including Zhou Yongkang and Bo Xilai, secretly deposited their ill-gained money overseas. To assist in the implementation of the Act, Falun Gong practitioners have been actively collecting evidence against these criminals and will submit them to the State Department.
Falun Gong March and Rally in Cologne. Falun Gong practitioners from several European countries held a march and a rally in Cologne, Germany on Sunday, telling the local public and tourists about this ancient Chinese self-improvement practice and exposing the persecution of it in China. Falun Gong practitioners have held events regularly in front of this famous tourist destination, the Cologne Cathedral, over the last decade. Many tourists, especially those from China, have talked to them and changed their opinion of Falun Gong. A few practitioners spoke at the rally after the march. Before Liu Wei moved to Germany some 10 years ago, she was incarcerated in the women's labor camp in Beijing for 16 months. She was forced to do hard labor for 16 hours a day and was badly beaten. Edgar Schmitz, a German government official, listened to the speeches. He was deeply concerned about the human rights violations taking place in China. He said, "We live in a free country where our rights are protected. As a guy growing up in Germany, the Communist Party's persecution is really shocking. It is really meaningful that more and more Chinese have the courage to speak out. This event drew Chinese people's attention. The persecution is related to everybody," he added. "I feel that I need to do something too. I should tell my 20-year-old children about this." Barbara Ronda Kaminska, a German language teacher, had never heard about the persecution. She was shocked by the speeches. With tears in her eyes, she and her husband signed the petition condemning the state-sanctioned organ harvesting, one of the worst forms of persecution in China. Groups of Chinese tourists passed by the events. Many of them took pictures of things they cannot see in China. Several young Chinese students were interested in learning this cultivation practice and took the Falun Gong booklets and brochures.
A hopeless life turned around. Before Huang Yahui learned Falun Dafa, she was a lost soul. She spent all her time and energy pursuing materialistic things. She didn't know where she was going and felt like she was sinking into a big black hole. When she found Falun Dafa, she was awakened. She said, "This is a wonderful practice and is such a bright path for me." She wasted no time in learning Falun Dafa, and gradually it lifted her out of her hopelessness. She is now well on her way to health, well-being, and a bright future. She said, "Many people are like me. They are nice people, but they are inadvertently drawn to earthly pleasures and lost in the big dive at because they don't know any better." Yahui was determined to share her experience to help more people out of hopelessness and learn this righteous cultivation way. Yahui was a makeup artist in the entertainment industry. She married a costume designer in the same industry when she was 23 years old. They both made a lot of money, but they failed to manage their wealth well and squandered most of the money. Yahui was addicted to drugs and partied all the time. She was completely lost, riding an emotional roller coaster and putting herself in harm's way. She longed for some calm and peace in her life, so she could improve her professional skills and creativity. She longed for hope, but didn't know what to do. In the summer of 2003, Yahui went to a drawing workshop in Taipei, where she met an instructor who was very bright. She could zero in on the problems when she was teaching and help the students effectively. Yahui was very impressed. When she chatted with the instructor about drawing skills and the purpose of life, the instructor suggested that she read the book Juan Falun. She said to Yahui, "Please read this book. You will have your questions answered." So Yahui started reading. At first, she thought the book was about teaching people to be good. The more she read it, the more extraordinary she found it. Profound principles were explained in simple language. What seemed to be complex questions about life were explained succinctly and to the point. As she read the book more, Yahui found herself becoming more and more lighthearted, hopeful, and her thoughts became purer, with layers upon layers of old notions being cleaned out. She said, "As soon as I started reading Juan Falun, I stopped doing drugs. I did not have to try. My life is back to normal. I have not looked back ever since. Falun Dafa is omnipotent. I am filled with hope and joy and at peace with my circumstances. Spiritually, I am very rich and I cannot begin to express my gratitude. I will spend my whole life practicing truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and let more people know that Falun Dafa is good and Falun Dafa is a righteous way."
Woman arrested for openly practicing her belief. Shanghai police arrested a woman and accused her of promoting her belief on the internet. She practices Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline persecuted in China since 1999. Several police officers broke into Ms. Li's residence early on the morning of June 13, 2017. Without identifying themselves, they ransacked the home and confiscated three computers and other personal belongings. They arrested Ms. Li and took her to a detention center in Shanghai. Ms. Li's family went to Shanghai that same day and got the runaround in the police station until they finally found out where she was being held. Ms. Li, 42, came from Sichuan province and worked as a financial officer in a software company. She is the primary breadwinner in her family. She used to suffer from severe migraines, which disappeared after she became a Falun Gong practitioner. She is highly respected and well-liked where she works. Her supervisor and co-workers wrote a letter asking for her release. They wrote in the letter, "Our company faced an economic crisis in 2002, and many of our employees left for better jobs. Our financial officer at the time left, too. Ms. Li took over that position, although finances weren't her strong suit. She worked very hard to learn everything needed to fulfill the position. When the company got back on track, she took over other responsibilities. Most of our employees are young people, and Ms. Li trained them. She cared about their health and helped them with their personal problems. Over the past 15 years, our company business has grown steadily, which would not have been possible without her. After she became a Falun Gong practitioner, she became a much better person. She won the respect and love of our employees, customers, suppliers, and taxing agents. A few days ago, we learned that the police arrested Ms. Li for wanting to be a better and more honest person. We were shocked and confused. We miss her a great deal and hope the police will see reason to release her soon."
Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition opens in Mexico City. The Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition opened in Mexico City on June 17th and will continue for 1 month. The director of the exhibition center cut the ribbon for the opening ceremony. She said many students came to view the paintings. The paintings show the humanity and persecution of Falun Gong. She said, "I am appalled after viewing the paintings and learning about the persecution of Falun Gong in China." Artist and Falun Gong practitioner Oswaldo was among the guides who introduced the paintings to visitors wishing to learn more about the background. He said that the exhibition included four themes: harmony, adversity, courage, and justice. The exhibition has been held in other Mexico City locations in the past, including Frisak Museum, a history museum, the National Art College, and more. The exhibition has also been held in other cities, not only in Mexico, but around the world. Mexico City has a population of over 20 million, and the exhibition will be held in other areas of the city in upcoming months. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.